Numbers chapter 30. And Moses spoke to the heads of the tribes of the sons of Israel, and said, This is the matter which the Lord has commanded. If a man makes a vow to the Lord, or swears an oath, so imposing an obligation on himself, he shall not break his word. He shall act according to everything that comes out of his mouth. And if a woman makes a vow to the Lord, and she imposes an obligation on herself, in her father's house, in her youth, and her father hears her vow, and her obligation which she imposed on herself, and her father remains silent with her, then all her vows will stand, and the whole of her obligation which she imposed on herself will stand. But if her father disallows her on the day when he hears it, none of her vows and obligations which she imposed on herself will stand, and the Lord will pardon her, for her father has disallowed her. And if it is the case that she has a husband, and she has vows self-imposed on her, or an utterance of her lips which she has imposed on herself, and her husband hears it, and on the day he hears it he remains silent with her, then her vows will stand, and her obligations which she imposed on herself will stand. But if on the day when her husband hears it, he disallows her, then he will abrogate her vow which is on her, and the utterance of her lips with which she bound herself, and the Lord will pardon her. And as for the vow of a widow or a divorcee, everything that she has imposed on herself will stand imposed on her. And if in the house of her husband she vowed or imposed an obligation on herself by an oath, and her husband heard it, and remained silent with her, and did not disallow her, then all her vows and all the obligation which she imposed on herself will stand. But if it is the case that her husband abrogated them on the day he heard it, all the utterance of her lips in respect of her vows and the obligation on herself, then it will not stand. Her husband abrogated them, and the Lord will pardon her. As regards every vow and every oath of an obligation to afflict oneself, her husband may let it stand, or her husband may abrogate it. But if it is the case that her husband remains silent with her from day to day, then he has let all her vows stand, or he has let all her obligations on herself stand, for he remained silent with her on the day he heard them. But if, on the contrary, he abrogates them a while after he heard them, then he will bear her iniquity. These are the statutes which the Lord commanded Moses, between a man and his wife, between a father and his daughter in her youth, in the house of her father.